This is Passport to Texas. When a 40-foot wall of water thundered down the Blanco River on Memorial Day weekend of 2015, it claimed 13 lives, destroyed hundreds of homes, and ravaged the land along the banks. The recovery process for humans and nature continues.
The flood of 2015 caused massive devastation to the Blanco River landscape. So there was a loss of a lot of vegetation, a lot of trees, a lot of soil scour. And what we see here is an ecosystem in recovery.
Ryan McGillicuddy is a Parks and Wildlife Conservation Ecologist with Inland Fisheries.
Healthy native streamside vegetation provides a number of ecological functions, including bank stability because its roots are deep and strong. It also provides a water quality function by filtering runoff and pollutants. But also importantly, streamside vegetation provides a benefit for fish and wildlife.
Healthy streamside vegetation benefits our fish and wildlife populations, including the Guadalupe bass. At one time, this fish had been pushed completely out of the Blanco River system by non-native smallmouth bass. But through management and restocking, it's rebounding.
We've been able to document that the fish that we've stocked are now reproducing in the wild, so it's been a pretty remarkable success story.
Experience the story of the recovery of a community, a river, and wildlife on the Parks and Wildlife TV series the week of March 10th on PBS. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.